Simon Tov Lamed. The Mechaber says the Shabbos for Pesach is called Shabbos Agadol because of the great nes that happened that day. The Mishnah Berurah explains the year Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Shabbos before was Yud and Nisan, Asar and Nisan. Every year took a set of sheep for his Karim Pesach and tie it to his bed. The Mitzrayim saw and asked, what are you doing? They said, we're going to shechta for the Karim Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem. And the Mitzrayim were very upset about it. That was their Getchka, their Avodah Zarah. And still they couldn't stop them. And even though they would have wanted to stop them, they held back and didn't stop them. And that was a gevaldige nes, tremendous nes. Because it was on Shabbos, that year the 10th nes was on Shabbos. They were kaveh for many generations. And Adi Mazel, we call the Shabbos or Pesach Shabbos Agadol. Their Moses has the minig that Shabbos after Mincha, by Shabbos Agadol, we learn that God, read that God of Maggid from the beginning of Adam Mayinu until the Chabra Kovin Nesenu, to right before Pesach Matzimor. We stop saying Baruch Hinavshi, the winter is over. Now, the Bialoch brings from the Goyin, the Gros said that he was not, or the Gros did not have this minig to learn that God of them, because Yochum Badyim, Tamalayim Bayamahu. So the middle of the mitzvah does not start until that day when you have Pesach Matzimor, Menachem Lefanechem. But the Moses says, well, it's our people have this minig, place have this minig, to lay that God, lay Magid, to read it on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Agadol. Mr. Bruce says that's the beginning of the Gula was, and Nisim, even if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos Agadol is Erev Pesach, and we give Shabbos Agadol, Drosh the week before, but reading that God is done on the actual Shabbos Erev Pesach. Simon Tov Lamed Aleph, this man of B'digas Chametz, the Mechaber says, beginning of Erlar Ba'osar, the night going into the 40th of Nisan, you do B'digas Chametz, are narrow the candlelight, B'chur V'stokim, the nooks and crannies of the house, any place that's derech for Chametz to come there. Mishnah Berurah explains to do it right after Tzeis HaKachavim, when it's still a little light from the outside, still you start doing it right away then, that's the appropriate time to start B'digas Chametz, you shouldn't get misrash, you shouldn't get lazy, or forget to B'digas Chametz, do it right away to Tchilas Lamed, beginning of the night. And therefore, even if somebody is going out of town and has to do B'digas Chametz early night, he always does beginning of the night. He shouldn't forget or get distracted and end up doing it. Now, besides B'digas Chametz that night, Mishnah Berurah says also do Bittul Chametz. Learn more about that at Simon Tov Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. But the rice, either one's good enough. If you do Bittul on your heart, you mafker it, it's not yours. It's no by Rabbi Matzeh. And certainly with Boydiket, you search after and destroy it, also it's no by Rabbi Matzeh. It's not there. It doesn't exist. Chazar and Machber do both of them. Because they're afraid of just the bittul chametz, since bittul is telling the machshava and your mind, your mevatul, and you make it nothing. So it might be a person that's hard for them to give up the thousands of dollars of the chametz that he owns to mafker. Even if in his mouth he says it's bottle and tefker, it's after the hour, it's like dirt of the ground. He doesn't really feel that way. The bittul won't be believe shalom, won't really be effective, won't really work. He'd be ever by raw because he didn't really get rid of it. It's in his house. It wasn't really mafker. It wasn't really mevatul. Also, since the whole year people used to eat chametz, if he sees it in his house, he might come to eat it, even if it's mevatul. Chashash chas shalom, saying be ever in the isser of eating chametz. So therefore, Chazar are not willing to rely just on the bittul, that you have to bidik, get rid of it, that you have to worry about the bittul not really being the full heart, and about coming to eat it. Still, they do not want to rely just on bidik and beer, on searching for and getting rid of it, because well, if you don't do a good job on the bidik, you find chametz a Pesach, and everybody roll then, so they want you to mevatel it too. Now, you do a bar on there, because you have to bidik and chumash stock and nooks and crannies of the house, and daylight doesn't work for that. Since it's aron there, they want you to do it at night, because aron there candlelight shines more at night than by the day, even in a dark house. Candlelight, that's the Metzias, the Teva, the candlelight works better by night than by day. Another reason they said to do it by night is because if people are home and people end up doing it properly. Now, those says to use candlelight. Nowadays, many people use flashlights, other electric lights. Many people are annoyed to start with the candlelight and then do the harder parts with a flashlight. Similarly, someone doing their car or something like that would have to do with a flashlight. Now, even though the Mechaber says you do B'dik all the place with the Derech B'rin Chametz there, Mr. Burr says, Lav Davka, even if the Mamish Derech B'rin Chametz there, it's a place you sometimes go there with Chametz. They were concerned, maybe you brought Chametz there. He didn't realize it. And we'll learn more about that as Hashem when we get the 7th Tov Lamed Gimel.